This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to r/today I effed up, where this dude screws up by exposing his uncle's foot fetish. Today I effed up by exposing my uncle's foot fetish at a family lunch. I'm using a throwaway for reasons which will become clear. For context, I'm a medical resident. That's as much identifying information as I'm willing to provide, but my job is relevant to the story. The names in this story are not the real names of the people involved. So, I've had a foot fetish for as long as I can remember. No idea where it started, I've just always looked at women, and if their feet were visible, like if they were wearing flip-flops, I'd check them out. Not in a creepy, all-consuming way, just that I thought attractive feet added to a woman's overall beauty. Years ago, when I was still in med school, I'd gone round to my cousin's place one afternoon because we were going to see a movie that night. I got there around 3, but he wasn't scheduled to get off work until 6, so he left a spare key out and I let myself in. I brought a bunch of schoolwork to keep myself occupied until he got home. While I was there, my Aunt Kate came by to drop off some food and we started making small talk. Now, it's important to interject here and let you know that my aunt is an attractive woman. Not like an aunt that you'd see in porn, but still attractive, and at the time was in her early 40s. In addition, she has really attractive feet that are always pedicured with nail polish, etc. I've never thought of her as a person sexually, but she just has really attractive feet. Here we go, guys. Strap in. She asked how med school was going and what I was studying at the time. I mentioned that I was studying for an anatomy exam, and in particular, the musculoskeletal system. There was a bit more chit-chat, and before she left, she wished me luck for the exam and said if there's anything she could do to help, to let her know. I don't know why I did what I did next. Chalk it up to being a horny early 20-something, but I took her up on her offer. I told her that actually there was one area I was struggling with, and if she had 10 minutes, would she mind helping me out with something? She agreed and asked what it was. I told her I was having trouble wrapping my head around the musculoskeletal makeup of the ankle and foot, and would she mind if I used her feet as a reference point for a few minutes? Oh my word. She was more than happy to oblige, and so I brought all of my books and paperwork over to the couch. She sat on the couch, and I sat on a beanbag. For the next 15 minutes, I basically gave her a foot massage while hiding a you-know-what harder than Chinese algebra, taking a few notes in my notebook every few minutes to make it seem legit. Wow. She just watched TV while I did it, occasionally commenting about how it just felt like she was getting a foot massage and that it felt nice. I finished up before it went on for too long, as I didn't want her to get suspicious, and thanked her for helping me out. I mentioned I was going to go to the bathroom to wash my hands, and while I was there, I busted one of the most intense nuts I've ever had to this day. It was hard to look at myself in the mirror after that one. Bro, I can imagine. I'd never told anyone about that incident, and I assume that she never told anyone either. It's been probably 10 years ago now, and it's never been mentioned. Before now. Fast forward to a recent family gathering we had just after Christmas. From the moment my aunt and uncle walk in, you can tell they've been arguing in the car. They had that look about them, where they were annoyed at one another, had agreed to put the matter aside until later, but were still getting in little jabs here and then when they could. During lunch, one of my cousins makes a joke about how they're bringing down the mood of the event, and asked if they wanted to get it out into the air, saying that the family could act like a bit of a mediator for their arguments. Well, this just added a lot of fuel to the fire. Without going into the finer details of the arguments, my uncle had basically accused my aunt of, amongst other things, being selfish and unwilling to sacrifice her own time for anything that didn't directly benefit her. She started rattling off historical examples of circumstances in which she'd been selfless and offered her time to others. And among her examples she listed, "And what about the time I let Jack rub my feet for his med school exam?" Oh, wow. I froze, and I could feel everyone's eyes turn to look at me. I quickly explained that I wasn't rubbing her feet, but I was in the middle of some anatomy study and used her feet as an example for some diagrams I was referencing. She backed me up and said, yes, it was for study, and this seemed to quell the weird looks that people were giving me. My uncle, however, explodes. Oh, so you let Jack rub your feet? But I, your husband, ask, and you think it's gross that I find your feet attractive? A silence falls over the room and everyone looks at them. My aunt goes into damage control, insisting that they talk about this later, but my uncle isn't having any of it. She insists that she was just helping me out with some med school study and that it wasn't a big deal. Oh, so helping Jack out with schoolwork isn't a big deal, but when your husband asks to give you a foot rub on our date night, then that makes you uncomfortable? At this point, half the family is stifling back laughter, while the other half is trying to defuse the situation, suggesting that they just go to separate rooms and chill out for a little while. My uncle agrees and walks off down the hall, still trailing off about, yeah, you go to a room with Jack and get another foot rub, but you won't let me touch them after I've paid for your pedicure. Over the last few days, I've had a few people ask me why I decided to choose my aunt, of all people, to study the feet of all that time ago. And I've just palmed it off as her being there at the right time and place for what I was studying. And while some people have said it is a bit weird, they haven't asked any questions past that. I'm anticipating every extended family dinner from now on being very awkward, however. Now that everyone knows, I massage the feet of the aunt who won't accommodate her husband's foot fetish. I mean, seriously, where do I even start with that one? What the f*** have I just read? That was insane. Like, it's just so much to unpack. First of all, we've got you, I don't even want to say this, giving your aunt a foot massage because you have a foot fetish and getting all excited about it. I mean, that's crazy. But what's even crazier is that your uncle has just exposed in front of your entire family that he has a foot fetish. I mean, look, maybe it runs in a family. Clearly it does. This is a wild story. I mean, wow. That was unbelievable. Fair play. Fair play to everyone involved.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Now moving on to our next F up. Today I effed up by saving my neighbor's life. For starters, this literally just happened 10 minutes ago. And be ready to buckle up, because boy, is this one long. So, my fiance and I have lived in our current apartments for 8 months, and have had a pretty decent experience overall. It would be perfect if it wasn't for the neighbors that moved in about 4 months ago. Just to set the stage for what we've been going through, these neighbors throw parties that start at 4 a.m. and end at 2 p.m. all the time. And when they aren't having these parties, they're just blaring music loud enough to make Helen Keller ask them to STFU all day long. Both my fiance and I work from home, so this can get incredibly annoying, but nevertheless, we soldier on. Which brings us to today. Today, I notice from my office that there is a persistent beeping. After about 5 minutes, I go to the living room and ask my fiance if that was our neighbor's smoke detector. She said that she thinks so, so I went to investigate. I go out in the hall and notice that the sound is coming from their apartment, but I don't smell any smoke, and the door is cold to the touch, so I figure they have it under control and go back to my apartment to continue working. About 20 minutes later, I notice it's still going off, and by this point, my dog is freaking the F out. So, I go back to the hallway, smell smoke, and courageously bang on the door. No answer. I continue banging on the door, but nobody is responding. So, I do the only logical thing and call maintenance. I give maintenance man, henceforth MM, the rundown on the day's events. And he says he'll be right over. Problem solved, right? Well, wrong. Because this, dear listeners, is when the story gets fun. You know what? I'm glad it's getting fun because usually fires aren't very fun. So hopefully this is going to be a fun fire. The maintenance man arrives and goes to the neighbor's apartments and does his maintenance thing. When no one answers, he goes in and the horrid smoke detector finally stops. I'm just about set to go back to my work when all of a sudden, there's a knock on my door. I open it to find the maintenance man standing there on the phone, telling another member of maintenance to get the police and ambulance on their way because he thinks the kid next door is dead. The man then looks at me and says, I need you to come in here with me in case he is faking and attacks. Sorry, what sort of neighborhood are you living in where that could be a feasible thing that happens? What? Now, I've been in some fights in my youth, but I'm in no means someone who is prepared to duke it out with anyone holding any kind of weapon. Not to mention the fact that this man has a good 2 feet and 120 pounds on me. So if he goes down, I'm all but screwed. Naturally, I do the responsible thing and agree to go with the maintenance man. We enter an apartment filled with smoke, and I see a burnt pot on a stove covered in the foam from a fire extinguisher. Apparently, a fire had started, and the maintenance man put it out and opened all the windows to try and get rid of the smoke. And, sure enough, passed out on the floor is one of my frickin' neighbours, henceforth Firestarter, a kid I'm assuming is around 23 years old. The maintenance man proceeds to shake and nudge him in an attempt to get a response, but this kid ain't moving, folks. We're in there for at least 5 minutes trying to get this kid up. So eventually, the maintenance man tells whoever he's on the phone with to get the ambulance and police over here now. Apparently, police was the magic word because the fire starter wakes the F up and goes aggro on the maintenance man. The maintenance man takes it like a champ and proceeds to tell the fire starter that he's an idiot for almost burning down the building. The fire starter just keeps yelling for the maintenance man to get the F out. I'd be on backed out into the hall at this point. The man keeps his cool and just keeps saying, man, we just saved your life. Show some god dang respect. The fire starter then asks for the man's name so he can report him, which the man gave, then asked for my name so he can report me for trespassing. The man refused to give my name, saying, he's the only reason you're alive right now, you useless idiot. To which the fire starter grabs a kitchen knife and starts waving it at the man. Okay, I see. I guess what the man was saying earlier is making a little bit more sense now. The maintenance man keeps his cool, collects his keys, and walks off. All while the fire starter chases him down the stairs, being an incoherent little idiot. In the meantime, I've predictably retreated to my own apartment, only to have the fire starter standing outside my door, screaming, I know where you live, you POS. Ah, good times. Well, first enough, OP, please can you tell me where this happened and where you live? Because I want to put it on my list of places to never go in my f***ing life. What sort of people live there? I'm sorry, the fact this maintenance bloke has called out that he may well be faking and get attacked, and then he has actually been attacked, is actually crazy. Like, you've just had your life saved, and you're going crazy at a guy that saved your life with a knife. That is crazy. Hide your kids, hide your wife. This bloke's got a knife. Now, secondly, I love that you've put this story on r/todayieffedup. Does that not suggest that you wanted this guy to die and just, like, burn to death? Like, it's a bit confusing, isn't it? You effed up by saving someone's life, is what you're saying. You're therefore implying that you thought it was a mistake to save this guy's life, saying that he therefore should have died. It's a weird story overall, isn't it? I mean, what can I say? Like, some of the stuff in here is just mental. It really, really is. Where do you live? Please tell me, I need to know. By the way, fair play to the maintenance man. I feel like he's seen it all before. Kept his cool, made sure the guy was alive, and then got the hell out of there. Good bloke. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/todayieffedup. Definitely one of my favorite subreddits right now. If you do want more from this subreddit, more mental f-ups like the ones you've seen in this video, check out another one on screen. If you're new to the channel, subscribe for daily Reddit content. And with that all being said, I'll see you guys all tomorrow for a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.